Sheena Bora murder case is one of the most twisted and complicated cases in the Indian history because it has so many different versions that it is very hard to know who killed her. Was it Indrani Mukherjee, her so-called sister, or was she ever killed? So many questions and everything will be answered. Yes, so let's learn about the Sheena Bora murder case in tonight's episode. Hi, my name is Desmond and you're listening to the SYWK podcast where I cover true crime and paranormal stories. To make it simple, I'll break down this episode into four parts. Who was Sheena Bora? How was she murdered? How Sheena Bora was connected to Indrani Mukherjee? And the last one will be how Indrani Mukherjee was arrested. Sheena Das Bora was born on the 11th of February 1987 in Guwahati, India. But you will be shocked to know who were her parents. Before I talk about her parents, let me tell you of a few more characters in this story. To begin with, Mikhail Bora, brother of Sheena Bora, Indrani Mukherjee, sister of Sheena Bora. Remember this name, Indrani Mukherjee, it's very important in this case. Then let's go to Upendra Kumar Bora, grandfather, and Durga Rani Bora, grandmother of Sheena Bora. You really need to understand each and every character in this story to know how complex this case is. So this was the family tree of Sheena Bora according to the society. But here comes the dark history of Sheena Bora and who were her actual parents. So basically everyone thought Sheena and Indrani were sisters, but Indrani Mukherjee was the mother of Sheena Bora, and as per the reports, Indrani Mukherjee was being charged of the murder of Sheena Bora. You might be having a lot of questions in mind. Who is Indrani Mukherjee? Why did Indrani call Sheena her sister front of the society? And who was Sheena's father? Lots of questions, but don't worry, I will answer them. So let's understand how Sheena Bora was murdered. So on the 24th of April 2012, Sheena Bora was only 25 years old at that time and she was dating a guy called Rahul Mukherjee. Now you might be wondering who is Rahul Mukherjee. Please note that whichever character is there in this story are very important, and towards the end of the episode you will know how each and everyone is linked to Sheena Bora. Now I will give you the details of the murder as mentioned in the FIR filed by Mumbai Police. There are three main characters who committed the crime: Indrani Mukherjee, Rai, he's the driver of Indrani Mukherjee, and Sanjeev Khanna, ex-husband of Indrani Mukherjee. Now you might be wondering, who is this Indrani Mukherjee and why is her name everywhere? I will tell you about her, but before that, let me tell you how was the murder committed. So on the evening of 24th April 2012, Indrani Mukherjee asked Sheena Bora to meet in Bandra. She with her driver Rai and her ex-husband Sanjeev Khanna picked her somewhere near Linking Road in Bandra and took her to one of the by lanes in Bandra, and Sanjeev strangled her to death. But before that, they had given her water mixed with some substance to put her to sleep since killing her would be easier. To cut short the story, then they took her body to Indrani Mukherjee's house and kept her inside the car in her garage. Next day, on the 25th of April 2012 at 4 AM, they took her body to a small town called Raigad, close by to Mumbai, and burned her body somewhere in an isolated spot inside a forest. But not to make it suspicious, Indrani took Sheena Bora's cell phone and sent a breakup SMS to Rahul Mukherjee and a resignation email to the company where Sheena was working at that time. Now here comes the shocking part. For 3 years, Indrani managed to hide this from everyone. But Rahul Mukherjee was not able to digest that Sheena had broken up with him since they were already engaged and they were about to marry, and he was worried since there was no point of contact from Sheena. Now it was 2015 and Mumbai police got a tip from a random person stating that Sheena Bora was murdered by Indrani Mukherjee, and later she was even arrested in August 2015. I will tell you the details of how Indrani Mukherjee got arrested, but before that we need to learn who was Indrani Mukherjee and how Sheena Bora was connected to Indrani Mukherjee. Indrani Mukherjee was the wife of Peter Mukherjee, a retired Indian television executive. In 2007, she co-founded INX Media with Peter, where she took on the role of CEO. In 2009, she resigned from the company and later she sold her stakes in it. She was a very powerful person in the media industry and was even named as one of 50 women to watch in the Wall Street Journal. Now you remember Rahul Mukherjee? He was the son of Peter Mukherjee from his first marriage. And the interesting part is, neither Peter or Rahul knew that Sheena was a daughter of Indrani, because she had told everyone that she was her sister, and that's why Rahul fell in love with Sheena and wanted to marry her. But Indrani was against this relationship because she was scared that if anyone gets to know, her image would have got spoiled in the market. I know this case is really complex, but trust me, it's worth your time. Now I will tell you the details of how Indrani Mukherjee was arrested. So it had been 3 years and no one knew about Sheena Bora. Now it's 2015 and Mumbai police gets a tip from a random person stating that Sheena Bora was murdered by Indrani Mukherjee. Now if it would be a normal person, the cops would have done a formal investigation. But Indrani Mukherjee was a celebrity. She was in the media industry, so it was not very easy to just arrest such a powerful person without any evidence. But the cops could not ignore it as well. So they started to keep an eye on her and her husband Peter Mukherjee to see if there is any truth to the tip that they received. On the other hand, in another case, the cops arrested Rai, Indrani's driver, on 21st August 2015 for possession of illegal weapons, and that's when he revealed the details of Sheena's murder. And after 3 days, that's on the 25th of August 2015, Indrani Mukherjee was officially arrested in the case of Sheena Bora. But the story does not end here. The Supreme Court granted her bail in 2023 after more than 6 years as an under trial, and she returned home. This case is so complex that to date we don't know who actually killed Sheena Bora or was she ever killed. And now it's time to reveal who was the father of Sheena Bora. So apparently, Upendra Kumar Bora, father of Indrani Mukherjee, had raped her and when she was like 16 or 17 gave birth to Sheena. And that's the reason why Sheena never wanted anyone to find out the truth. Because she had left Sheena and her dark history behind and came to Mumbai to start a new life. And at the beginning of the episode, I told you that there are different versions of the story. And what if I tell you the information that I shared about the details of how Sheena Bora was murdered is just one version of the story. There is a conspiracy theory that Sheena Bora is alive. Another conspiracy theory that Indrani Mukherjee's husband Peter Mukherjee was involved in the murder and he blamed Indrani for everything. Ever wondered who was that anonymous caller who had given the tip to the cops? And how, so randomly, the cops arrested the driver for illegal weapons? And if you remember, Indrani Mukherjee had taken Sheena Bora's body to Raigad and burned her. But later on, one of the locals found her remains and he even complained to the cops. So the question still stands, why did Raigad cops did not investigate? To really understand this case, I suggest you to watch the new Netflix series called The Indrani Mukherjee Story, The Buried Truth. Because in this episode, I only covered about Sheena Bora and Indrani Mukherjee. But there is lot more to learn about Peter Mukherjee, Rahul Mukherjee, Rai the driver, Indrani's two ex-husband, one was Sanjeev Khanna and another one was Siddharth Das. And Mikhil Bora, brother of Sheena Das. Because everyone has their own version of the story and you cannot come to a conclusion. If you don't have time to watch the series and if you want me to dig deeper in this case, let's try to do a live on my YouTube channel where I can talk about this case in details and even you guys can give me your feedback. But I will do it only on one condition. If this video on YouTube gets 1k subscribers, 1k likes, and comment below saying that we need the YouTube live. So thank you for listening till the end. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your network. Thanks, and I will see you in my next episode. Ciao.